concerned Alaskans packed the main conference room at the Egan Center yesterday during an informational session on sexual assault and sex trafficking. The session was part of the Bureau of Indian Affairs' annual provider conference gathering in Anchorage. Other than an occasional fussy baby, the room was hushed as worried-looking parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, and others listened attentively to speakers from local FBI and Anchorage police units who focus on the sexual exploitation of young people. Sergeant Kathy Lacey, who heads up APD's Vice Unit, says although many communities have drug units, few have police who specifically address forced sexual exploitation. Because of that, she says, sex traffickers make a lot of money without being detected.
They don't have an illegal substance that they're trying to move across a border. They have a woman to sell, a renewable resource that they can give a cell phone to and send her out there and make a tremendous amount of money. So there's not a lot of law enforcement agencies that have a unit that's going to target these kind of people.
A 17-year police veteran, Sergeant Lacey says she spent a lot of time convincing people that sex trafficking and forced prostitution is not a problem that only exists in other places. She says it's hard to know how prevalent the problem is in rural Alaska, but she says it's a big problem in Anchorage, and when they put the squeeze on sex traffickers here, they move to the interior.
So I'm aware of what's going on in Fairbanks. We have a lot of massage parlors that are, you know, the owner has one here and has one in Fairbanks, but I don't have a handle on what's happening in the Bush, Alaska.
She says an underlying problem is the societal acceptance of prostitution as fairly harmless or victim-free.
It's that pretty woman syndrome where everybody thinks they're, you know, they're entrepreneurs. They're just, you know, there's no harm happening. It's just an exchange of between two consenting adults. I think the biggest issue is getting people to realize what prostitution really is. And if they spent 5 minutes talking to some of the women and hearing the stories that I've heard, it would completely change their mind.
And stories were heard. After the formal presentation, people shared heart-wrenching accounts of the loss of loved ones to the hard life of addiction and being forced to sell their bodies. One tearful woman from Barrow told of how a trip to an AFN convention 4 years ago resulted in her younger sister's ongoing struggle with crack cocaine and prostitution. She said her sister accompanied their father to AFN. He hugged a friend at the crowded gathering, and when he turned around, her 14-year-old sister had disappeared. They didn't find her for months. Her struggles with addiction and trauma from her experience continue to plague the family. Another woman said 20 years ago her 19-year-old sister was snatched and murdered in Fairbanks. No one has been arrested for the killing. Diane Payne is the project director for Justice for Native Children. She helped bring speakers like Sergeant Lacey to the BIA conference because she wants people in rural Alaska to know and believe sexual exploitation of minors is happening here. Basketball tournaments, NYO, AFN, and other large gatherings where teenagers can slip away into dangerous situations is a risk. She says another problem is children taken away from families in villages and placed in foster care in the city who run away.
And they run right into the hands of these predators. I wanted our ICWA workers to also know that when they think about, they hear these stories of this child is running away from foster home after foster home after foster home, that they be a little more alert to the potential dangers to those children in those situations.
But she says the city is certainly not the place where young people are vulnerable, is not the only place where young people are vulnerable.
We know there's a pretty high volume of predators that come into rural Alaska because they can get jobs in schools and churches and things like that and have access to kids. We even had a magistrate in one of our rural villages that was molesting children.
She says abuse from the boarding school era left many people too dysfunctional to protect their own children. But Payne says it's not all bleak. She says increasingly, as evidenced by the full attendance at the session, village families are educating themselves and saying, no more will this happen in our communities. She says she just wrapped up training in several villages in the lower Kuskokwim region, and Kodiak is now having annual child abuse conferences.
Developing a child advocacy center to do the child abuse exams and interviews there on the island. There's been, you know, I'm starting a second year of working with the villages in the Kotzebue region.
Sex trafficking is real, and it's here, she says. But increasingly, survivors are speaking out. She says, we want our children to know, they can tell us, and we'll do something.